This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senator Mitch McConnell confirmed Monday that the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act to ban abortion after 20 weeks will indeed get a Senate vote. No timeline has yet been released. Abortionist Leroy Carhart wants to get back to doing late-term abortions in suburban D.C. His opening Tuesday is to be met with strong opposition. Demonstration leaders will address those assembled with details about how the clinic has no state license for abortions as of Monday, and there will be ongoing prayer vigil. More details are at lifenews.com. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. We are called to defend and safeguard human life, especially in the mother's womb, in infancy, old age, and physical or mental disability. So says Pope Francis in a weekend tweet that drew attention not only to the plight of such souls, but to his own constant pro-life advocacy, reflected in a book the Pope's publisher released last month. The Pope has two clear positions on abortion. No surprise, he says it is murder. Yet, if there is sin, the Church must facilitate forgiveness. Speaking of typical reactions to such reconciliation, Pope Francis explains, "Do you realize how many people can finally breathe?" For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.